You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Welcome to the Punt Midweek Edition. My name's Lee Phelps and I'm delighted to be in the presence of David Kellner to preview the Champions League and Europa League. Looking forward to this, DK?
Yeah, should be good. We've got a couple of matches that are in the balance as far as the English teams are concerned. Man City taking on Schalke and Bayern Munich versus Liverpool. Hoping for a little bit more entertainment in the game in Germany this midweek. Munich-Liverpool at Anfield was a little bit dull, a little bit bitty. I think Manchester City have a tendency to always entertain, so expecting goals in that game.
Yeah, top two in the Premier League against German opposition. I'm hoping you won't be like Jack Grealish this midweek and just flagrantly, you know, tease people. Disgraceful scenes from the player at the weekend, wasn't it?
Well, I thought you were alluding to the fact that you were just going to clobber me around the back of the head, and I was quite kind of concerned for a second, but... the party line is that has no place in football, and that's obviously quite true. But if you get an FWA guy on the weekend podcast, they will obviously all sing from the same hymn sheet, and it is disgusting that this has crept into our game, Lee. But Jack Grealish responded in the best possible manner by scoring the only goal in that second City derby, and he had a little... I mean, it is disgusting, obviously, but he had a little smirk on his face, didn't he? And I think he kind of likes being the pantomime villain as well, a little bit.
Yeah, I think he does. I'm sure the steward in question who tried to knee him in the back will be getting a stern talking to this week, if not the old tin tack. Let's look at the Champions League then, starting off on Tuesday night with Manchester City versus Schalke, one of two games on the night. Juventus Atletico Madrid is the other one, but the Premier League champions are 1-8 to win this in 90 minutes, 15-2 the draw, and Schalke are a huge 22-1. The first game between these two ended 3-2 to Man City, so they're in a strong position, although they won't have been pleased about conceding the goals. Since then, they won the League Cup on penalties, they've beaten West Ham, beaten Bournemouth, and then beaten Watford. Schalke's form has been pretty disastrous ever since. Lost three on the bounce, conceding four against Werder Bremen at the weekend, four against Fortuna Dusseldorf at home in the Bundesliga, and three away at Mainz as well. City could add another three or four here, maybe?
Yeah, I think City looks strong. You've only got to think back to the first leg. They showed their determination to come from 2-1 down, and it was the man of the moment, Raheem Sterling, who scored a 13-minute hat-trick at the weekend that was the difference maker in the end, latched onto that long ball from Edison to give them this advantage going into the second leg. And they did that with 10 men as well, coming from 2-1 down. So it was a very impressive performance from Manchester City. They've now scored, after the 80 minutes, in four of their last six Champions League games. So anyone looking for an in-play bet, look for City to score late in this game. And as you mentioned, Schalke have been very poor domestically, just 4 points from the drop zone in the Bundesliga. They've now just won once away from home in a competitive match since November. They do have a better record in Europe, admittedly. Unbeaten in 12 of their last 15 away from home in Europe, but they've been going to weaker opposition than Manchester City. And City should win this game pretty easily. They've scored the opener in 11 consecutive home matches in all competitions now as well, Manchester City. And Schalke have never won a European tie when they've lost the first leg at home. They've lost five of those. So Manchester City will win this game, and you've got to be looking at Raheem Sterling to score again in the match, because his 13-minute hat-trick against Watford was superb. I think he's the player of the season. I think he's been absolutely outstanding. I saw that the man from Zonal Marking, whose name escapes me at the moment, he was saying that Eden Hazard had still been the shining light this season. But I don't think so. I think Hazard's been in and out, and I think Sterling has maintained that high level throughout the course of the entire year, and I think he'll score in this game, and City will win this game, and City will win this game easily as well. I can see City minus one definitely landing, so Manchester City to cruise through to the next round.
That Sterling thing is only because you watched him play sensationally against Chelsea, eating cucumber sandwiches in the corporate. So that's what it is. That's twisted your view completely. Champagne, cucumber sandwiches, and suddenly you love the guy.
Well, you know what? It was interesting because I've always watched him from afar and thought, you know, the way he kind of waddles around a little bit. He's got that blistering speed, but he reminds me of. You'll be able to remember this, of course. The sprinter Michael Johnson, American sprinter. The way he kind of revolutionised the sprinting style with that upright stance and his little arms going out, and that's Raheem Sterling runs in a similar fashion to Michael Johnson did all those years ago, and he's so effective at what he does. But he's strong, and since he's linked up with Pep Guardiola, no disrespect to when he was managed under Brendan Rodgers back at Liverpool, he's learnt the finer nuances of the game, and his movement is better than it's ever been, and he's thriving in a Manchester City side chock full of talent. So I'm going for Raheem Sterling to score in a Manchester City win and continue his fine form.
Yeah, I like a similar bet, actually. I think they'll score a couple, if not three. And Aguero and Raheem Sterling to both score in 90 minutes is one of the enhancements, up to 5-2 from 15-8. Silva to score and City to win in 90 minutes was 13-8 now. 15-8, City to win by four or more goals in the 90 minutes is now 11-4. Both teams to score in the first half was 4-1, now fives. And Matt Uth to score and Saka to win in 90 minutes was 33, now 40s. That'll be a very unlikely occurrence. And just a couple of other bets on the Tuesday night, if you're looking for something a little different. There's some enhanced specials across the evening. Man City and Juventus to win, and all four teams to score in the matches is 12s from 8s. And Ronaldo, Antoine Griezmann and Sergio Aguero to all score in 90 minutes is 12s from 8-1. They might attract a couple of people's attention. Let's have a look at Wednesday. Barcelona versus Lyon is one of the two matches, and of course Bayern Munich versus Liverpool is the other one. Bayern Munich are 11-10. The draw is 13-5, and it's 12-5 for Liverpool to win in Germany in the 90 minutes. The first leg, it was 0-0 at Anfield. Interesting idea here from some people on social media that it would actually pay Liverpool to get out of the Champions League now to give them a better chance of winning the Premier League.
Yeah, I've seen that. I don't buy it at all, really. I think that Liverpool want to win, or Jurgen Klopp wants to win every single competition he's in, and having gone so close last season, I think Liverpool will still be gunning for the Champions League, and I think they've got a fine opportunity as well away from home against Bayern Munich. That first leg didn't go as planned, obviously. But Liverpool are so good on the counter-attack. Bayern Munich will be forced in front of their home fans to attack Liverpool. I think that will play right into Liverpool's hands. And I know that Bayern Munich have turned their form around in the Bundesliga to a certain extent and are now top of the table. But are they top? Are they second? They've gone top now. And it has been, in general, a disappointing season for Bayern Munich. But those wins against Hertha Berlin, Mönchengladbach, and most recently that dominant performance against Wolfsburg mean they are now in pole position. But it's not a good Bundesliga, and the English sides are much stronger this season than the German sides. And Liverpool bounced back from that. They've had a couple of disappointing draws, I think. The one away at Manchester United, where Manchester United had to use their three substitutions in the first 40 minutes, ended at the match with a midfield three of McTominay, Pereira and Fred. And Liverpool had one shot on target, and that dribbled into the hands of David De Gea. That was a disappointing performance. And then away from home at Goodison, drew that game 0-0 despite dominating possession. But at home, they've been pretty strong, beat Watford and beat Burnley. And in that game against Burnley, one thing stood out. Mohamed Salah, who has had a disappointing couple of months, was back to his best. He didn't get on the score sheet. Roberto Firmino got a couple, and Sadio Mane got the other two. But the reports I read was suggesting that Salah was back and sharp again, and I think he might affect this game in Germany on Wednesday night.
Yeah, interesting. And you know, it might be that they welcome Bayern Munich coming on to them and hit them on the break a little bit more. Lewandowski, always one to look out for, of course. He's been in fine scoring form. He got two in that win against Wolfsburg that DK mentioned. He got two in the previous game at Borussia Mönchengladbach. They've scored 11 goals in two games, Bayern Munich. So they're in decent nick. Liverpool scored 9 in the last three. Obviously, Everton and 0-0 was the kind of meat in the sandwich of those two big home wins. So, you know, I know we said this before the first game, you kind of got to expect goals, but, you know, someone's, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how cagey this is early on. Some of the enhancements, Lewandowski to score and Bayern to win is 2-1 from 7-4. Bayern to win by two or more goals is 100-30. Liverpool to score in both halves, now 4-1 from threes. Lewandowski and Mane to both score is sixes, and Salah to score and Liverpool to win was 4-1, now 9-2. This will also be the golden goal match this week as well, DK. Just remind us what bet you're going for.
I'm going for Liverpool to win the game. I think 12-5 is a big price. I like that Mohamed Salah enhancement for him to score in a Liverpool win, which is 9-2. He's scored 3 Champions League goals already this season, got 17 in the campaign and 7 assists in the Premier League. And I reckon Bayern Munich will come out and have a go at Liverpool. Liverpool will score in this game, which means Bayern Munich have to score 2 or more to go through. And I think with Virgil van Dijk, the colossus at the back, he's just having an outstanding season. I'm hoping it's not going to be as bitty as the first leg was, because there were 23 fouls in that first leg, only 2 yellow cards. It should be more expansive. Liverpool are the better side. Liverpool are the better team, and they're not priced accordingly. So I'm going Salah to score in a Liverpool win in 90 minutes at 9-2.
Interesting bet. We will see. The golden goal, by the way, if you've not played this yet, basically, if the team that you back scores first but doesn't go on to win, then William Hill pay you out as a winner after the match, up to £50 in cash. So a nice little bet that'll take you right through the match there. Bet boost available on all of these matches as well throughout the week. So if you're logged in, you've got a positive balance, then make sure you hit the boost button when you make your wager. You get a bet boost every single day. Let's move on to the Europa League. On Thursday, Dynamo Kiev take on Chelsea. The first leg at Stamford Bridge finished 3-0 to Chelsea. They've since, of course, drawn with Wolves. And now they go to Kiev, who, as usual, home form is pretty solid. They tend to score plenty of goals. It's not absolutely rock solid, but they lost against Jablonec in the UEFA in the Europa League just before their winter break. The job's done here, DK, to a certain extent, isn't it? It's hard to get too excited. I mean, Chelsea are still odds against here, 23-20, but our long-term colleague Derek McGovern would warn us against backing against a team who don't need to win. The draw 11-5 and Kiev a 5-2. There'll be a lot of people taking Chelsea at 23-20.
Yeah, it's such a difficult match to call, though. He has tended to make changes in this competition throughout the campaign, Maurizio Sarri. Some of his comments after that 1-1 draw against Wolves at the weekend were disparaging. He said that Wolves, they had no tactical nous in the way they're set up. They just drop deep, and it's easy to defend when you drop deep. But the fact of the matter is they hit Chelsea on the counter-attack, and were it not for Eden Hazard's wizardry late on, that one would have ended 1-0 to Wolves. Chelsea have disappointed me this season to a certain extent, but they're still in that battle for the top four. And those changes that it has made in this competition have allowed Olivier Giroud to thrive. He's had a good run in the Europa League this season. Those goals in the first game were scored, though, by Pedro, Willian and Callum Hudson-Odoi, who is making his mark now for Chelsea. And given their transfer embargo, it looks like he might stay for another season. I can see Giroud scoring this game. It's just too difficult to call from a 90 minutes perspective. I wouldn't want to confidently take either home or away or draw here, even though Dynamo Kiev's best form obviously has come at home, and they're unbeaten in a while in the top flight in the Ukraine at home. I'm going to go with Olivier Giroud to score any time in the match, but it's a match that I find very difficult from a betting perspective.
Yeah, maybe one to have a look at in play if it lends itself to it. Maybe if Kiev go up a goal early on and you expect Chelsea to get back into the match, it might be one to check out then. Arsenal are playing Rennes after a pretty disastrous first leg when they lost 3-1. Scored early, and then 3 goals, or 2 either side of half time, and then a one right near the death meant they lost 3-1. But they have got that crucial away goal, DK, and they'll be looking to put Wren to the sword in this second leg. 2-7 they are to win in 90 minutes, 9-2 the draw, and Wren a 17-2. In terms of the French team's form, they've been in decent nick full stop. Away from home, they're not particularly great. Lost 4-1 at PSG, which is to be expected, I guess. Lost 2-1 to Guingamp as well in Ligue 1, and Reims they lost 2-0 too. So until an away win at Real Betis near the end of February, they hadn't won an away game for a little while. How do you think they'll get on in London?
I think Arsenal will fancy the job. It's the narrative changes each and every week with Arsenal, because people are saying on Twitter, in terms of the Europa League first leg, they've lost to a tablet used to aid digestion, and then suddenly they come out and beat Manchester United at home at the Emirates.
Are you saying that was a hiccup?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, exactly. And you know what? It could have been a slight hiccup, because their form either side of that was strong. I thought they were really good at Wembley in that 1-1 draw with Spurs. They were unlucky. That was a contentious penalty that gave Spurs a point in that game. And they set up very aggressively against Manchester United at the weekend. It was a team selection at the time I questioned, because Unai Emery has been known for his pragmatism since he joined Arsenal, but they played Lacazette, Aubameyang, Ozil and Ramsey. The consensus throughout the season is that either one of Aaron Ramsey or Mesut Ozil play, they don't play together, but in this game they did. First game for a long, long time they'd not started with either Torreira and Guendouzi, so it was a very attacking lineup, and it paid off. They did still look a little bit vulnerable defensively, and on any other given Sunday, Manchester United could have got one, maybe two goals. They hit the bar and the post in the first half, but it was a competent performance from Arsenal, and I think they'll fancy the job against Rennes. That first leg really changed on the sending off of Sokratis in the 41st minute. They scored all three of their goals after that, Rennes, and I think if he'd have stayed on, they'd have got a result in France, and I think they'll win this game. Just spin me through those prices very quickly again, Mr. Phelps.
The match prices, 2-7 Arsenal, the draw 9-2, 17-2 Rennes, Arsenal 11-10 to qualify. I think some people will be tempted, but my worry is that Rennes get a goal.
Yeah,
because I mean, you look at, I've just been just scrolling back there while you were chatting of their away performances, albeit in Ligue 1, which I know isn't the Premier League. But they score goals away from home. They didn't score against Reims, and that's the first time they haven't scored away from home since the 14th of October 2017. It's a similar kind of story in the Europa League. Again, maybe not the quality of Arsenal, but scored three at Betis. They scored at Jablonec, scored at Dynamo Kiev in defeat. So they generally do score. That might just lend itself to Arsenal getting a few, but 3-1 won't do, will it?
No, but they will get them into extra time at least, I suppose, 3-1. I could see Arsenal winning this maybe 4-1. Oh, right. I do like Arsenal and both teams to score at 13-8. I think that looks a standout bet, given what you've just said, and having watched Arsenal at the weekend against Manchester United as well. I thought they were very fortunate to keep a clean sheet. And if you're looking on the handicaps here, Arsenal -2 in the match is 2-1. So you could have Arsenal to win this game 3-1 or... 4-1 for that bet to land at 2-1. Arsenal -3 available at 9-2. But I think I'm not convinced Arsenal will qualify at 11-10, because I think they are not exactly watertight defensively, and then you need them to score three just to take it into extra time, four to actually win the tie outright. So I like the 13-8, a bit of a bigger price on Arsenal to win and both teams to score in the match.
DK, thank you very much for your time. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you, sir.
The guys will be back at the weekend previewing all the Premier League and FA Cup action with Derek McGovern and one of our guests from the FWA. Enjoy your midweek European football action, and if you're having a bet on that or on Cheltenham, very best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.